The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Today's Tuesday and Linda's on assignment here, 7:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Gosh, caring, compassion, and community. That's what they stand for, and they do such a great job. God, hey, Ashley, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Here on the 12th of February, 2019.
Yep, Lincoln's birthday.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people compare me to Lincoln now and then.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. You wonder why sometimes, but Lincoln was born and raised in a log cabin. Have you ever seen that log cabin?
No, never been.
If you go back to Kentucky, you can see that. You know, okay. He moved to Illinois after that.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I used to just like lay in the fire and sleep next to the fire and sleep. Though I think he did things like read. So maybe that was it's kind of a comparison there.
The book I'm currently reading is from you.
From me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
you
that's
read
right.
Sometimes.
I read sometimes. Okay, hey, what's the weather look like?
We are receiving some reports that we might have a chance of snow in the valley today. But the papers in front of me right now is saying chance of rain tonight and gets heavier chances throughout the day. Tomorrow, 100% chance of rain. You can expect a lot of rain. And then it'll start waning and getting a little less throughout the week.
Okay. All right. Hey, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Better-known business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Also, they're offering 120-gallon propane tanks to those that have been survived the car fire but lost their homes, and they're out there in their RVs or trailers. He'll bring a 120-gallon propane tank out there at no cost and keep it filled for you so you don't have to keep emptying the 7-gallon ones and moving back and forth. It's a great deal, and he's doing it out of the love for this community. 365-3793. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. We have with us Kevin Kiley. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Well, you know, glad to have you here with us, Kevin. Kevin, of course, is running for Senate in our district. It looks like it's, you know, a number of people running this time, but you're already in the California Assembly. Is that correct?
That's right. I'm just to finish my first term in the Assembly, and we have a few folks in this race. Not quite as many as when I first ran. We had 11 people running when I first ran for Assembly in 2016.
Oh, you've got it down to what, 4, 5?
Six, I think.
Six.
On the ballot.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
they come and go. Okay. It's an uphill battle. So how do you know they've got a supermajority, I believe. Is that correct? I say
well,
they, meaning the Democrats.
Majority.
Oh, it's not.
It's a more lopsided supermajority than ever. I mean, when I started in the Assembly, it was already a supermajority of 25-55. And then our party lost 5 seats in this last election, bringing it down to 60-20. And then to make matters worse, just a couple of weeks ago, one of our 20 switched parties, making it 61-19. So
switched parties.
Our party is truly in a dire state, and that's one of the reasons that I'm running for the Senate, is because I think we need new leadership, and we've seen the results of drifting towards a one-party state and what it's done to this state. And I think that we need a viable Republican alternative to the one-party, one-sided government we've had coming out of Sacramento.
Okay, I can understand that. I've heard that. So how do you plan on doing that? How do you plan on, from what I understand in this horribleness of just one party, is that they'll take bills that belong to that Republicans start good bills and they take them, or they'll take a bill and they gut it and then they change it at the last minute so nobody even
That's
sees
right.
it. That they pass things that nobody's even read, and these are things that have a severe impact on us, and it doesn't seem like it's going to change. So how are you, Kevin, going to change that?
Well, let me say a word first about what you just referenced, which is this gut and amend tactic, which has been a longstanding practice, very abusive practice at the state capitol. And you're exactly right. What it entails is you take a bill that's already run through most of the gauntlet of the legislative process, which consists of committee hearings and witnesses and testimony and negotiation and vetting. And you take a bill that's already gone through all of that, you strip out its contents entirely, put it in something very different, usually some deal worked out behind closed doors between the majority party and special interests. And then sometimes, you know, while the paper is still hot from the printer, having printed out the bill, it's rammed through before anyone even knows what's happened. So this has been going on for a long time. In 2016, voters actually passed an initiative to rein in this abuse by requiring that bills actually be available for people to see and posted online for 72 hours before they can be voted on. Unfortunately, this proved too much for the majority party to comply with. So in 2017, you had something like 89 bills that actually passed in violation of this new constitutional requirement. They had to have 3 days of sunlight before passing a bill. So you ask, how can I make a difference? Well, this is an example of how we were actually able to do that. I was the person who stood up in the assembly and called the majority party on violating this 72-hour requirement when it happened. And while they ignored my arguments at first, after we went to folks in the media and stirred up public awareness about this afterwards, and you had headlines like out of one newspaper that said, "What part of 72 hours doesn't the California Assembly understand?" You actually had the majority party backtrack and bring all these bills back for a second unprecedented vote that complied with this new requirement. So I think that even when you are in a position of being an extreme minority like we are right now, if you have legislators who are paying attention, who are creative, you can find ways to make a difference. And that's what I was able to do in my first term in the assembly. And that's what I think we need more of for the Republican Party in California. More broadly, I think we need to have an agenda. We need to have leadership. We need to let people in this state know where we stand so we give them a reason to rally behind us.
You graduated from Harvard and became an English teacher down in L.A. For how long were you a teacher down there?
Yeah, so I was after college a teacher for a couple years in inner city L.A.
Uh-huh.
Taught 10th grade English. That's right.
And then you went back to school and got your law degree, Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
So it
Yale.
Oh, Yale. Okay. You went to Harvard the first time, and Yale the second. I mean, the people talk to you. I mean, from up back there.
Well, the football games are a little awkward.
Okay,
you know.
That's about it. Okay, so and then you've been practicing law, and then I also see that you own a ranch.
I have a small cattle company, after working in the private sector as a business attorney representing businesses, I was a prosecutor. A deputy attorney general for the state.
Is the state, I mean, I realize that there's good people out there, like you and several others, that are fighting for our sanity, I could say, even, and our ability to live our lives without the state all over us. But, and you said we have to find something so that the Republicans can rally. Which, I don't think it's just Republicans, though, is it, Kevin? Isn't it a lot of independents that we've got, that has to be brought into the party? How do you make that tent bigger?
Well, that's exactly what I mean, is that we as a party need to have an agenda that appeals to people across all political lines and all walks of life. And, the good news is that the majority party has taken us so far to an extreme, and their policies have failed the people of this state so badly and have made the state so unaffordable and so difficult for many people to get buy-in. You know, there is an opening for a real opposition party that is so wide you should be able to drive a truck through it. And so I think we need to key in on those issues that speak to core quality of life concerns that appeal to people that are Republicans, independents, and Democrats too, frankly. And I think issues like the cost of living in California, making the state more affordable, issues like educational opportunity. You know, we're among the worst states in the country when it comes to the quality of our public schools, and issues like keeping our communities safe, as we've had this failed experiment with totally liberalizing our criminal laws. Those are issues that you can really build a viable opposition party around.
Okay, we're here with Kevin Kiley running for Senate in our district up here. He's an assemblyman in 6th District, or am I?
That's right. Yep.
Okay, 6th District, and has a varied background of education and law, and district attorney, so prosecuting bad guys and girls. Has it's a small cattle operation, right? Just a feedlot?
Right. So
you're not out there riding in Brandon, huh?
you know, it's probably, it's, you know, just sort of actually getting started as of last year, but doing quite well.
Okay. I just wondered. Yeah. I just like to think of our representatives out there, you know, taking care of calves. Anyway, okay. It might be a really good it might be really good training for working with the Democrats. Just thinking about it, you know. Okay, I'm going to go straight on through here, and because I want to get into a few more things, because we're just stacked today, but I really want to get into what you want to achieve. If you're elected, Kevin, what are you looking to achieve in that first 6 months?
In the first 6 months, well, I think that, you know, I certainly will want to begin to push a very strong legislative agenda that speaks to a lot of the issues that I just mentioned. And that's something that I have a track record of doing in the Assembly. Even being in the super minority, I managed to get through and pass and signed into law a number of bills, even as a member of the super minority party, dealing with things like education, like free speech on college campuses,
mm-hmm.
like public safety. I had two bills that are actually good for victims and pro-public safety signed into law, and issues like educational opportunity. I'm the vice chair of the Assembly Education Committee. But more than that, you know, I think that we also need to find legislation that our party can unite around and present to the people of this state as being something, here's what Republicans stand for. So that's something that I've been one of the few people to actually do as a member of the Assembly as well. As one example, last month or a couple months ago now, the state bureaucracy floated a proposal to start taxing your text messages. And by the way, they wanted to do this retroactively.
Yeah, so I saw that. 5 years, they're idiots.
It would be subject to taxes.
Yeah.
And so I introduced a bill that will stop the bureaucracy from doing this, will prohibit them from taxing texts. I mean, you know, if anything should remain tax-free, it should be your text messages. And this has now been being co-authored by every single Republican senator and all but a few Assembly members. And so I think that that's the sort of leadership that our party needs. And I think that that is a good message for the people in this state when you have every Republican legislature or every Republican senator who says, all right, we want to make sure that it's already too expensive to live in this state. We're going to stop anyone from coming in and trying to tax your text messages.
Okay. Okay. Here's some, here's like two or three subjects here. Give us a quickie on this. As you know, we've been the survivor of three major fires up here last summer. What's your thoughts on forest management?
Well, my thoughts are that it's something that has been utterly neglected by the state for a long, long time. We haven't adequately invested in forest management in order to have the proper level of thinning in the forest, and we've put in place so many regulatory burdens from a flawed environmental philosophy that has truly hamstrung our ability to have healthy forests. And we're seeing the tragic consequences of that. You know, it is something that that a lot of folks who have been talking about for a long time, and the science is very clear mm-hmm. on what is needed, and yet the state has done very little to actually solve the problem until we had these catastrophes. Finally, we're taking some modest steps in the right direction. So I think that it is incumbent upon the legislature now, in the wake of these tragedies, to actually put forward some policies that will fix these things mm-hmm. and will have a much more sustainable forest management policy going forward.
Okay, we have a caller on the line. DC, do you have a question for Mr. Kiley? Hello?
Yeah. You know, our state of California, with the Democrats literally running the show, I believe that we're getting close to the tipping point where people are going to realize, especially the poorer people, is that everything the Democrats do hurts them more than anyone else. And are we getting close to the tipping point where the Democrats are going to overstep their bounds?
Okay, DC, thanks for the phone. Did you hear that, Kevin?
I did, yes. And I 100% agree with you. I think that in many ways we're already there. The problem is that our party, as the opposition party, hasn't done a good job of connecting the dots. You know, people understand the challenges and the problems we have in the state and how it affects their day-to-day lives, but we have not demonstrated the link between those daily struggles and the failed policies that we've had coming out of Sacramento. So I think that that is our job as the opposition party to do that more effectively. I think you're right that the pendulum will swing, that that's the nature of politics, but it's not going to happen on its own. We need to make it happen.
Okay. Hey, Kevin, how do people get a hold of you?
Well, they can check out my website. It's electkevinkiley.com. That's electkevinkiley. Kiley spelled K-I-L-E-Y.com. Electkevinkiley.com.
Okay, you know,
and
Kevin.
You can also see my.
And this, this is not the last time you're going to be on. We want to have you on a couple more times because you seem to have some good ideas, and we haven't finished plumbing all of that yet, or you know, getting into all of that yet. But this is Kevin Kiley running for state senate in our district here. We're going to have him back on. I know that you next time maybe we can arrange so when you're in town. We have you on the
That's
show.
That's right. I'd absolutely love to.
Yeah, I'd love to do that, too, and, you know, get a lot of people, get people questions and calling in and all those kind of things. And you can be one of our first guests with our new FM 96.5.
I'll look forward to it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kevin Kiley. We're going to take a quick break here. I'm going to be right back.
All the somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game.
Driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice. No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. Have brunch with Vintage and enjoy entrees like chicken and waffles with house-made rum syrup, sweet corn cakes, eggs benedict with crispy pancetta, a mimosa bar with a variety of juices and fresh fruit, and Bloody Marys. Every Sunday from 10 to 2, from appetizers to entrees, lunch, dinner, and now brunch. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com, located at the corner of Market and Sacramento across from the Cascade Theater.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12. While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Every night and every day now, never meaning what to say.
Yeah, now. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the North State over 25 years. It's a veteran-owned business that does, you know what? It does great jobs. It does great work for you. They can work any type of heating and cooling system. You know, they can offer warranties. How about that? Voted best in the North State. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. The people that work on our HVAC systems, Alliance Heating and Air. Did I say it was a veteran-owned business? It is. Hey, I am here with Christina Gutierrez. Okay, every time I try to, you know, really get into it, I just butcher names.
That's okay.
Gutierrez.
Yes.
And she's, of course, from Turtle Bay, and she's got a new exhibit that is just so close to my heart and my next guest heart, Casey Fudge. That I'm going to be down there standing in line going open, 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 open.
Just patiently waiting.
No. No.
Okay. Impatiently waiting.
We're going to talk about Last Call.
Yeah, we have a new exhibition opening this weekend called Last Call, an Intoxicating History of Alcohol. And it is going to be all about the history of alcohol, what it's influenced in our history as far as alcohol, influencing fashion, influencing taxes, influencing wars.
Oh my gosh.
Alcohol's got a big history.
Well, you know what? I've got a let me take a phone call here from Bob. Bob, sorry Bob, I just leaped right over you. Hello, Bob. Hello, Bob. Hello, Bob.
Yeah. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Bob.
Yeah. I tried to get a hold of you while Kevin Kiley was on there. He was up to speak to us 2 weeks ago on Monday night.
Uh-huh.
He will be back March the 4th at 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
At the church on South Bonneview.
Well, maybe.
And
maybe
we're
going to
have all four of the candidates running for the Senate. And I'll tell you what, Mr. Kiley really knows what he's after. I mean, we've listened to him. And he's a very sharp person.
Okay.
And I thank you very much for having him on.
Well, we're going to continue to have him on and all the candidates,
right.
So everybody can hear what they're all about. Thanks a lot, Bob, for the call.
You have a great day.
You bet. Yeah. Thank you, Bob. Okay, Christina. I'm sorry, but you know what? When I have somebody calling and I forgot, you know. Okay, I'll say it out loud. I forgot. But this last call,
mm-hmm.
this one. And how alcohol, is it about like alcohol and its effects on mankind?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's about. You know, things like technology being innovated and taxation on alcohol and impairments that have caused inventions.
Impairments and caused inventions.
You know, this is the history of alcohol in its entirety. It's been curated by our curators at Turtle Bay. So a lot of our exhibitions that come into our big halls are traveling exhibitions that come in from outside.
Yeah.
This one was made by Turtle Bay.
Made by Turtle Bay. Mm-hmm. Well, that doesn't surprise me because you all have a reputation of drinking some beer down there.
We have a lot of events that are alcohol-based for sure.
Christina's going, no, don't say that out loud. Okay, now, how do we – Casey Fatch is with us today also, CEO of Shasta Regional. How do y'all explain how that first fermented – beverage started?
There is some information about that, but it also goes into really like the bigger history of like social movements.
Okay.
And fashion and all sorts of other
fashion and alcohol.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. There's a lot of information. And it was really inspired by, you know, Reading. It's turned into a hub for alcohol as far as fermented beverages. We have a lot of wines and breweries here.
Oh, we do.
And they're really good breweries. We actually have a partnership in with this exhibition in Fall River Brewery where we're going to have a Last Call beer at
Fall River
Brewery.
Is it going to be a light beer, a dark beer, what, an IPA? Do we know yet?
It's called Last Call Hazy, so I'm not quite sure.
Maybe more of a lighter than a darker, I think.
Yeah, and our members are going to be able to get a discount at the downtown location that they have, the tap house.
Another reason to be – okay, I never thought I'd hear this. Another reason to join Turtle Bay, besides the fact it's just a wonderful place to go to and what a great price for a whole year, you get money off on your suds.
But for next month, for March and April, we're going to do $3 pints of the Last Call Hazy at the Fall River Tap House on Cypress.
That's next month, huh?
Yeah, next month.
Okay.
But it's a short month, so it's just right around the corner.
Yeah, that's right. February's a short month.
Yeah.
That's great. So this was made in-house.
Yes.
So we can keep this here for a while. And
yeah, it'll be on display through May 12th.
Well, the beer or ale, fermented beverage, has been around. Gosh, they talk about it in the Bible. They talk about it. Early on. Wine. And all these. This has been around forever. So what war started over this? Do we know?
Not offhand.
Not yet.
Well, okay. But all of our information's there. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I can, actually. So we had remember the Volstead Act, right?
Right.
We re-legalized alcohol.
Uh-huh.
That was a constitutional amendment. That was a big deal. But the reality was is that, the prohibition started because of we thought that, we were going to have to go back to Europe. And so we wanted to preserve grains, our grain stores. And that was one of the big movements to make alcohol illegal.
Because of war.
Because of World War One.
Okay.
And then it was pretty clear we were going to eventually have to go back. And so that was one of the reasons why we moved to preserve
the grain.
A man of many talents. Look at Casey.
It's a history thing.
He's pretty good at most of those things when I ask him a question.
Awesome. No, I'm sure that our curators are probably listening to this like, I know so many things.
Well, the other thing, too, is what you should have had with this. Of course, it's easy for me to say this, is the cigars.
Oh, boy.
Cigars with beer.
Okay, first of all, I was at the Chocolate After Dark.
Great.
Linda had
so much for supporting us.
I went there. Let's just be clear. I was kicking and screaming drugged there, but I got to tell you something. Chocolate and bacon. That was unbelievable.
It was
worth coming out for that. It was unbelievable.
Most of the time I get
what a great
Linda says we're going.
Thank you so much.
You know what I've learned, I drag my steps, but I go there. You know what? There has not been one time that I have not really enjoyed myself. And Linda came back saying, it's just the typical one. It's just really good. She had a wonderful time.
We had such
and
a good
said,
event.
Oh, it was and great. She said great. It, was it great. Seemed like a whole new bunch of people.
Yeah.
You know what she's talking about? She said a whole new bunch of people, younger people. She said some are dressed in punk, but were nice looking and all these things.
Yeah,
she said
it was my first event. Once the chloroform and I got rid of the chloroform and the blindfold, it was great. But it was my first event and it was done very well.
Oh yeah, well we talked about it last time I was on, but it's such a fun thing to do to come into the museum after hours and there's alcohol and bacon and chocolate.
Bacon and chocolate.
Who would it? Bacon and chocolate. It's like chocolate and peanut
butter. Well, it's salty and sweet.
It was
so good.
Unbelievable.
I believe that. Okay, now this is going to start when?
February 16th. So this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else is in the?
There's a lot of interactive stuff. So there's some matching games. We have matching glasses to drink, liquor ingredients to different spirits, and then we also have docent lead field sobriety tests. We have those goggles that impair you.
Oh yeah.
And you can see kind of how impaired you are with alcohol in your system, and it's a learning curve for people because I think it's teaching them a lot about, do not drink and drive. Here's, just how much alcohol you can have in order to be impaired.
You know what? We've got to take a break here, but I've got to share this. I was watching, I think it was on YouTube, and it looked like it was a one of these, zombie-type, apocalypse now type of shows. And what it turned out to be, and they're shooting it out with, the zombies and all this, it turned out to be about buzzed driving. Because one of them drank a beer, and they're saying, you can't drive. You're driving buzzed. And it turned out to be a commercial about not drinking and driving.
Yeah.
But it was like 5 minutes of shooting and zombies and all that. Funny. You didn't think that's what it was going to be. But that's, but I've heard about these goggles before that can kind of just like implant in you. Okay. Now, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, been in the business for, 10, 12 years at least. And they've opened up another new branch or they're opening up their newest branch down on Hartnell, and they're moving their main branch down there to Hartnell at 192 Hartnell. It'll be open this spring. You can visit them online at bankcornerstone.com, and they invite you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward, which is true. Like tomorrow at 7:30, we're having Girls Inc. with us to talk about that. Okay, we're here with Christine Gutierrez. We're talking about
Turtle Bay.
Thank you. I'm looking down at Last Call because I'm all excited about that. And the new exhibits that are opening up, we'll be right back after these messages.
At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Al.
I'd say, pull me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Real people, real winners. Winter is here, and it's snowing cold hard cash. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Snowfall of Cash Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or $10,000 in cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4 times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 8 p.m. gives you the chance to win 3 game pieces for free slot play. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or $10,000 in cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Final drawing Thursday, February 28th at 8 p.m. Remember to join us every Monday for Military Monday Serve a Soldier with our 15% discount on Elements and Creekside Pub and Grill food for all veterans. Receive $11 free slot play along with a Military Monday card at the River Club. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Nobody's wrong. No
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Day after tomorrow? It's Valentine's Day. And what's that mean? Valentine's Day? What's that mean? It means giftos, if you're smart. And Four Winds Jewelry has it all. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They, you know, like I said, they have an assortment of not only brand-new jewelry, especially designed jewelry done by Henry there, but also estate jewelry and more. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Hey, we're here with Christine Gutierrez from Turtle Bay, and we're talking about the newest exhibit, Last Call. It's about alcohol through the ages, and during the break, Ashley ran in here and told us about the Whiskey Rebellion, because, you know, and that I think they were taxing whiskey. Taxing whiskey, and then there was the Eggnog Rebellion, when Washington's own troops said, if we don't get the eggnog with the sherry and the bourbon, we're not marching. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, you'll learn so much about all those types of actions at the exhibit.
That much, much more.
Yeah.
Okay.
The annual membership.
Membership is less than $8 a month.
Yeah. Yeah. For a family of six, four kids, two adults.
Mm-hmm. And they don't have
really
to be
deal.
They don't have to be your four kids.
No. No. So if you buy a membership and you have a friend who has got two kids, you got two kids, you could come in, all of you, for the same price.
That sounds great.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a really good thing, and we always have something fun going on. I mean, if you go to our website, turtlebay.org, there's an events tab. We always have cool stuff. Like every Thursday, we have kids programs. This weekend's actually our last weekend for our indoor animal activities before we kind of take a break for the warmer weather when they come back.
Okay.
So, yeah, lots of cool stuff if you have a membership and lots of perks, like we were talking about before the break, with our Last Call exhibition. Our member perk for March and April is a discount on the beer, Last Call, Hazy, for Fall River Brewing Company at the Cypress Tap House.
I like it.
Yeah.
Or you can get money off on your brewskis.
Yeah, you get $3 pints.
$3 pints. Where are you going to find a $3 pint? Nowhere.
At Fall River Tap House.
Fall River Tap. If you're a member of Turtle Bay.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. You know, the weather has not been great.
Mm-mm.
So it's kind of difficult to have the little animal parades and all this. But the as it starts clearing, we'll be back out there with the animals watching the porcupines and Spike. And you can still go see, I guess, beaver now.
Yeah, we still have our animal shows. We have indoor animal shows this weekend.
Okay.
On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 2 p.m. It's our last weekend for it.
Okay.
And then we take a short break, but they're always there, and so you can always go see. But, yeah, when it's raining, it's hard to get out to the woods. But we have a lot of stuff indoors, too, like our aquarium, and our turtles are indoors, and we also bring animals indoors a lot.
The your lorikeets, can you go and see them?
Yeah,
the
those are year-round.
Those are year-round.
Yeah, and right now the member perk for February, if you have a membership card, is a free nectar cup.
A free nectar cup, which probably, you know, this is one of my favorite exhibits at the park is the lorikeets. And you've got two different tribes of lorikeets that you've managed to get together, you know, have them join together. Too bad we should have your curator go out and try and work on the Republicans and the Democrats.
I don't know if it's going to be as easy as a lorikeet.
In Congress, where you could have the Democrats and the Republicans working together, talking with each other. And if things weren't going well, you could walk out with a little cup of nectar and give it to them. Or in their case, a little cup of hazy beer.
Maybe. Good idea.
Yeah. I have lots of good ideas that don't go anywhere. Okay. Tell us how people can get a hold of you and get to the park and all that.
Yeah. Well, our park is opened Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I probably could have said that condensedly. And our website's turtlebay.org. We always have our opening hours on there and all of our events. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. Just Turtle Bay Exploration Park. And this exhibition opens this Saturday, February 16th. It's Last Call, an Intoxicating History of Alcohol. And it's going to be on display through May 12th. We also have our Roots of Wisdom exhibition, which opened a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And that's still on display as well. And that's a really fun one for kids.
Okay. Christine Gutierrez from Turtle Bay. You know what? This Last Call, we may have to have just like a bunch of us just go down there.
You should come.
Well,
tell
we
me.
Are.
I'll meet you there.
It won't be here on opening day, but it'll be the following week sometime when you open up, like Wednesday, Thursday, and I'll give you a call.
Okay,
and we can
perfect.
Walk through there, and then when's the beer going to be ready?
Next month. March, it'll be available at that tap house on Cypress.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Okay. Christine Gutierrez.
Thank you so much.
From Turtle Bay. It's always a pleasure having you here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Okay. Hey, it's 7:45 in the morning, and we're going to take a quick break. It's 44 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark. Sharon Clark will help you. She'll come out and talk to you about what you need for your family, what works for you. And then she'll set up a plan like that. All of her people are insured, bonded. She's trained every one of them. A lot of them have been with her for the whole 15 years that she's been in the business at Home Helpers. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. She called a doctor, woke him up and said, doctor, ain't there nothing that can take us? Said, doctor, do we leave this belly ache? Said, doctor, ain't there nothing that can take us? Said, doctor, do we leave this belly ache? Now let me get this straight.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Real people, real winners. Winter is here, and it's snowing cold hard cash. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Snowfall of Cash Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or $10,000 in cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4 times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Weekly bronze on Thursdays at 8 p.m. gives you the chance to win 3 game pieces for free slot play. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or $10,000 in cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Final drawing Thursday, February 28th at 8 p.m. Remember to join us every Monday for Military Monday Serve a Soldier with our 15% discount on Elements and Creekside Pub and Grill food for all veterans. Receive $11 free slot play along with a Military Monday card at the River Club. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Yeah. 45 degrees out there at 749. Or gosh, you know what? It's 7:50 in the morning right here. Maxwell Insurance is bringing us this segment. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, it's much more than that. Judy Maxwell is a member of our society here that helps so many people, and beyond just insurance needs, also helps and gives to so many great, great organizations. She helps veterans. I can't say enough about Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give her a call at 221-0441. Okay, I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. What's the latest that's happening there? I mean, you've got so many things going on over there.
Well, the latest and greatest, we're, you know, at this point, you know, we had a good year last year. We had a couple new programs start up. I think one of our main focuses at this point is obviously orthopedics and cardiology. But, you know, we're looking at some other programs that we want to start up. And so this year we're kind of branching out into some other ventures that we kind of haven't done in the past. But I think this month, obviously this month is this is heart month, right?
Right.
You know, and so one of the things that we're looking at is, cardiac screening and cardiac wellness. And we have our wellness center that we do our cardiac screening in, and you can go there for $40-$45, and mm-hmm. Get a 12-lead EKG, lipid screen, lipid panel, a couple of other cardiac risk assessments to kind of figure out whether you need to take that next step. But I think one of the things that really kind of drove home for me, we had a symposium where we had a lot of our physicians speak to the community and other providers. And one of the things that really kind of I took away from that was that a lot of times there's constant research going on in medicine, and so it's very tough for physicians have to keep up with that, and there's so much that people are barraged with on the news and and advertising and all that kind of stuff where take this, take that, I watch the History Channel a lot.
Uh-huh.
And every commercial is about a drug.
What? If you're going to reform pharmaceuticals,
exactly.
The first thing you do is you take off
yeah,
commercials.
Well, imagine being a physician I saw this on the internet or I saw this on TV. Is this right for me? Is this right? And it's a very difficult industry to be in. And for me, I think one of the things that I took away from that experience of all these. This constant barrage of the the pharmaceutical industry is that you have to have that relationship with the physician.
Yes,
you have to. I mean, fortunately for me, I'm in a relationship with the physician. My wife is a physician, and but
not everybody has that opportunity.
Not everybody has
though.
that benefit. But the reality is that you have to have a solid relationship with a provider, your physician, because it's their job to keep up on the latest research. Just like it's my job to keep up on the latest healthcare policy, but it's their job to keep up on the research. They go through every year. They have to go through a certain number of education hours and that type of stuff. Continuing education, and so I think that that's kind of the takeaway that you really have to have a primary care provider. And I see that a lot in the hospital where we have patients come in that don't have a doctor. And it's very bizarre.
Is it because you think there's not enough doctors?
Well, I think
there?
That's part of it. But there's a choice that one makes. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to find a provider. I'm going to find a doctor. And so I think that that's something that we really need to drive home today is you have to have a physician, and that physician and you have to have a good relationship with that physician, to where it's trust, it's a whole dynamic that goes on.
No, I thoroughly agree. Yeah. I've had the same physician.
Yeah.
And I'm blessed. And at the veterans clinic. I've had the same physician for
that's a great clinic.
11 years. It is a great clinic.
Those guys are
but I've had Dr. Templato for 11 years. We talk on a completely different level than you do on if you just come in and see a patient. I mean, he can say, he can say to me this, do this, do this, and I can ask questions.
Sure.
And he spends at least 20 minutes with me.
Yeah.
At least 20 minutes with me, and he makes sure I'm okay. He's done the blood panels and all these kind of things. So the fact is that, but a lot of people I understand don't have that. They walk in, they'll have emergency clinics that they walk into for, you know, cold, sore, you know, sore throats and those things, because it takes a while to get, you know, into a physician.
Well, but, you know, you still have to take the responsibility.
Yes.
To get the get a physician and it's an individual choice and to have that relationship and value that relationship, quite frankly.
Ken Murray's with us here, and Ken's going to join us at, you know, in the 8 o'clock hour, but he's joining us now already.
So I'm here.
Okay,
I have a question. Why doesn't the hospital keep a list of physicians who are taking new patients? I mean, I hear people all the time saying,
right.
"Well, I lost my doctor. I don't know who to go to." Right. Why don't the hospital? Why doesn't the hospital just keep a list? They're taking new patients.
Well, one of the things that's difficult is we're recruiting new physicians. And so there's not a lot of physicians that are taking new patients, to your point. But we have our clinic, our Shasta Regional Medical Group, and we have a couple of providers that are taking new patients. And so that's a good suggestion. We'll put it out there on the net. But, you know, it's –
You know,
there's
I see
a shortage.
What you're saying.
There's a shortage.
There's no clearinghouse
because yeah.
you'll see them where
right.
Dr. Haile Selassie is retiring,
sure.
you know, on this day. And now his patients, I know Haile Selassie, I thought I'd throw that in there, the Ethiopian dictator. But so where does his 100 patients go to? Or his 200 or whatever he has? Where do they go to? And unless there's other providers in his group, that's a good point because – And then now when you get into more people in the Medicaid, Medi-Cal type stuff, it's just doctors are being overrun. And then when you add on top of that all of the government restrictions on doctors, it's just, a lot of people when they ask you, do you want to be a doctor now, they say no.
Yeah.
Where before you had, it was like, yes, I want to help people.
I think there ought to be a way for a person to call into the hospital. And say, you got any doctors needing clients? The fact is, a lot of people don't use the internet, don't use cell phones.
Right, that's true.
But they do use the telephone. And my doctor just moved out of town. Who do you recommend I go to?
Yeah.
Or not who do you recommend, but who is taking new patients? If you had that list at all times, I mean, it's even good enough if they call and say, who's taking new patients? And you say, nobody I know of. It's better than being ignorant.
Right. No, we you know, obviously if people do call the number for Shasta Regional Medical Group, that we get them in, that's not a problem. That's not,
issue.
We do marketing and to your point, we don't do a lot of internet stuff because I don't think the demographics that we're looking for use that, but we do the movie theaters, we do the show, we do some other aspects, and it's been pretty successful to introduce some of our new providers.
We're with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Ken Murray also, of course. And now, Casey, when we're talking about that, you just said that your clinic is accepting new patients.
Yep.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Do you have by any chance, have the phone number on that?
I do. I'll have it when we come back from break.
Okay. After you come back from break, and they are accepting new patients, and the fact, you know, it just is I don't think it's going to get any better. I think that you're going to see people retiring at maybe an earlier age. I think you're going to see them going to work for other institutions. So they, you know, they're out of the private practice and it's just not going to get better because having two close relatives in the medical field, and I see the things that they're going through. And they're going through during the, each day, especially one who has a pain management clinic. It is a battle for him daily. Anyway, okay, hey, it's almost 8 o'clock in the morning. It's 45 degrees. It's going to be heavy, heavy rain tomorrow, it looks like, maybe even starting today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and also talk to them about putting a 120-gallon tank on your property if you've got your RV or trailer there while you're starting to rebuild from the car or campfire. They've got super deals on that. We'll be right back with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Ken Murray, Bon Voyant.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. Comrade Thomason. Walls save lives. The words of President Trump addressing thousands last evening at a rally in the border town of El Paso, Texas. As the president spoke, congressional negotiators announced a tentative border security deal that in some ways falls far short of what Mr. Trump sought.
According to congressional aides, negotiators on Capitol Hill, in order to prevent another shutdown, have agreed to provide about $1.5 billion for barriers along the southern border in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas, much less than the president's $5 billion request. While holding a border wall rally in El Paso, President Trump sounded a bit skeptical.
They said that progress is being made with this committee. Just so you know, we're building the wall anyway.
Insiders say the agreement is for 55 miles of new fencing, metal slats instead of a concrete wall, and the humanitarian aid sought by Democrats. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And the president's accusing Democrats of taking extreme positions on abortion, suggesting he is not going to stand for it.
Millions of innocent, beautiful babies are counting on us to protect them, and we will.
Mr. Trump saying that's why he's urging Congress to ban extreme late-term abortion. No verdict yet. Jurors at the New York trial of accused Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman now on their sixth day of deliberations, federal court in Brooklyn. Retired astronaut Mark Kelly announcing his campaign for the U.S. Senate from Arizona. Kelly thrust into the national spotlight after his wife, Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, was wounded in a shooting. Kelly seeks a Democratic nomination to run against Republican Martha McSally, appointed to fill the unexpired term of the late Senator John McCain. Wall Street, the Dow up 285 points, the S&P 31 points higher. More on these stories at Town Hall.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Israel receiving assistance in its monitoring of Iran. We get the latest from the media line's Charles Beblazer.
Israeli special forces are reportedly using a United States military base in western Afghanistan from which to monitor and collect information on Iran's activities throughout the Persian Gulf. A defense expert claimed Israel is also cooperating with Central Asian countries like Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan, in addition to Gulf nations such as Saudi Arabia and Bahrain, to thwart Iranian expansionism. While it is well known that Israel has conducted thousands of strikes against Iranian targets in Syria, its army is covertly working in other states to prevent Iran from creating a land corridor stretching from Tehran to Beirut through which to smuggle arms and create forward operating outposts. I'm Charles Beblazer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and at townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Nissan reporting a drop in third-quarter profit to about a fourth of the previous year's, and mainly because U.S. tax reforms had lifted profits so much a year earlier.
Nissan says its October to December profit was $637 million, down from $2.7 billion the previous year. Quarterly sales grew 6% to $27.5 billion. Nissan has been rocked recently by the arrest of its former chairman, Carlos Ghosn, on charges of financial misconduct. The maker of the Leaf electric vehicle, X-Trail sport utility vehicle, and Infiniti luxury models lowered its profit forecast for the year through March to $3.7 billion, down 45% on year. The previous projection was for a $4.5 billion profit. Jeremy House reporting.
As public school teachers in Denver walked picket lines for a second day, Negotiations aimed at ending the strike to resume later today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Improve your health.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. 8:05 in the morning, the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassionate, and community. Well, that's what Shasta Regional Medical Center is all about. 45 degrees. Ashley, do you have your weather there real quick?
I do. We are expecting a 40% chance of rain today. It should be increasing to about 80% later this afternoon. Tomorrow we're expecting our heaviest day of rain, and it should sort of peter out from there. With lows around 40 and highs around 50 most of the week.
Okay. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Better known business out of Anderson. 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, who brings us the news and much more every day, 24 hours a day, right here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning and welcome back.
Thank you.
And also, Ken Murray's here, and we're going to get into a couple other subjects after Casey runs off from us here.
Yeah, right.
In fact, we heard about the subject where he says, "Watch me levitate out of here."
I'm not even going to levitate. I'm just going to vanish.
Just vanish. He beam me up, Scotty. Okay.
I owe you a phone number.
You owe me a phone number.
So 605-4260 is the number for Shasta Regional Medical Group.
Okay.
And they are taking new patients.
They're taking new patients. It's Shasta Regional Medical Group. Linda signed up down there with Dr. Gill, whom I think you know.
I do.
And I'm trusting my wife and her parts.
There you go.
To your bride.
It's all good. I'll tell you
from my point of view, Dr. Martinez is one of the finest doctors in all of California.
Rick is phenomenal.
He works at Shasta Regional Medical Center.
He does. He works at the group. He's off on medical leave right now, but he's coming back
He's coming back actually the 26th of February, so we're in good
shape.
He's
pushing it, isn't he?
Well, you know, we're not going to let him. It's all good. He's in charge. So.
I'd like to readdress the fact that y'all are in the top 50 hospitals in the nation when it comes to cardiac care.
Yeah, I don't think people really understand what that means. So there are about 5,700 hospitals in this country. And Shasta Regional is one of the top 50, and it's not something you can buy. It's an independent organization that looks at all of your indicators and makes that choice and says, you know, you're one of the top 50 cardiac providers in the country. And we also have a lot of other, you know, some other certifications for orthopedic care and,
stroke.
Yeah, all sorts.
All those.
The big one for us is the cardiac and then also the orthopedic care. Those are where we focus.
Being in the top 50 what? Right. In terms of what?
Well, it's based on outcomes. And so what that means is obviously, you know, success rates and, you know, cardiac surgery, the treatment of cardiac, you know, CHF, you know, congestive heart failure. The treatment of other things that, you know, acute MI. There's a lot of stuff that rolls up into that award. And so we can't just do one thing well in the cardiac, the cardiac space. We have to do all of them well. And that's a team sport. That, you know, we have a top-notch surgeon, our cardiologists are second to none, but then our hospitalists as well that take care of you when you're in the hospital, that manage those other disease, you know, the congestive heart failure, and a lot of the other, you know, acute MI, those type of things. So there's a lot that goes into, you know, giving that award, and you have to have top scores in all of those areas.
It's not just like you said, it's not just, okay, we crack chest better than anybody else.
No,
there's a lot more to it. Now, I want to shift totally to a different point there. Is the beds that y'all have provided. Every time I've talked to a supervisor or a city councilman, and talking about the beds you provide for these people that are mentally ill and are danger to themselves or others.
Right.
Every one of them just they're saying this is just such a huge game changer.
It is. It is. It's. You know, it was the right thing to do for the community. So we definitely entered into that contract with the county and provide that service and provide a safe environment for these people.
Well, you know what, and it makes a big difference.
Yeah,
there's a question on our chat room here that they want to know if Shasta Regional Medical Group is taking patients with medical or partnership health.
Partnership health? We do. We take some
Medi-Cal.
Patients with Medi-Cal. We do Medi-Cal. Take some Medi-Cal in partnership. The reality is that's something that the community clinics do, like Shasta Community,
mm-hmm.
Shasta Community Clinic. But we do take – we have some circumstances where we do take partnership.
Okay. All right. Going back then to the – we've got – now we have a mental health van that's going to launch. We've got a sobering center that's going to launch next month.
Yeah.
We've got your 21 beds that we can put people in that are danger to themselves or others. Are we starting to see a new trend here in Reading?
I think that the need has always been there. I just think that it hasn't been addressed.
Uh-huh.
I think the county hasn't had a partner.
Okay.
That would want to do this kind of work. And
that's right. You know, you've done this kind of work before.
Yeah, I have
right?
done a lot of this before.
Yeah. So
it's the right thing to do. Generally, a lot of these patients are are homeless or there's a lot of them that are vets that are have mm-hmm. PTSD. So there's a lot of need for it in any community.
Now, the program has that if they come into you, you can keep them for
72 hours. That's right. Not even the police can hold you that long. So
you can keep them for 72 hours. And what happens during the 72 hours?
Predominantly the reason is that they stop taking the medications.
Right.
And so for whatever reason, whether there's a chemical dependency issue or guess what, I just don't like the way they make me feel.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do is we get them back on their medication. We get their drug levels up in their their blood levels, and generally that kind of provides that stabilization. So we spend a lot of time doing that. Inpatient behavioral health units are generally you have to look at it like a critical care unit for mentally ill people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get them in, we get them back on their drug back on their medications, and that generally. That generally gets them to the point, where they need to be.
Do you see the same one rolling through all the time?
Yeah, it's a revolving door, unfortunately. Mental illness is a tough one. But, you do see a lot of the same people.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just the things that have occurred at Shasta Regional since you've been here have been a number of big steps forward. And now the Shasta Regional Medical Group. So, and they are taking new patients.
They are. And, one of the things, actually, this year we're taking a real hard look at services that people have to leave the area for. And so we're trying to start up specialty services so people don't have to leave the area, that can stay in the community. And we want to make sure, obviously, that we can provide those services, quality. But that is something that we're really starting
services to look
for.
As?
I think a lot of the veteran, from the, the VA perspective, a lot of times if you need cardiac care, you have to go down to San Francisco for it.
Yeah,
and that's not right. Why would we make anybody go down when we can provide that service in our community?
Patient's choice.
But also, we're looking at some pulmonology work that can be done here. Electrophysiology, which is you look at cardiac, right? And you have the plumbers, and you have the electricians, right? And the heart.
Plumbers and electricians.
So, that's Conn's a plumber, right?
Yeah.
He puts stents in, opens arteries, that kind of stuff. We also have an electrical system in the heart, and that's something that we're going to – a lot of people leave the area for because we used to do it before, but we don't. And so we're taking a real hard look at that program to try to bring that service back here.
Anybody doing mole surgery in town?
And what was that?
Moles surgery.
Oh, for –
skin
for,
cancers?
Oh, I think –
where they take
it
off layer at a time?
Yeah. Mole's procedure.
Yeah,
sure.
Mole's procedure.
Yeah, there's a couple dermatologists that do that here. I don't know. They don't do those in the hospital, but there are some dermatologists that do that here. Yeah, that's an interesting procedure, actually.
Casey Fatch is our guest and from CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we just want to say, the community appreciates you all. I mean, and we just talked during the break about the Go Red Luncheon where heart disease is the biggest killer of women.
Yeah.
And men.
Yeah.
But women much more so. And
right.
When a woman has a heart attack, I mean, she's has a tendency to go down for the count.
That's
where
right.
men don't. But it's mainly because women are strong, And they just say, oh, no, this will get better, this will get better. And I guess one of the speakers was talking about that.
Yeah.
It was talking about that. Oh, no, no, no. Hey, wait a minute. You can't have – no, no, wait. Hold the ambulance. I've got to clean up the house.
Yeah.
I mean, literally. And yeah. Until the ambulance came.
Well, and there was a long time where it went unrecognized in women. And, you know, it's like, you're a woman. You can't be having a heart attack. That's a men's thing. And so now we've realized that that's not the case.
So, well, I used to say is the reason women live longer than men is because women aren't married to women. Now I'm wondering why women don't die sooner because they're married to us. So I think they're starting to catch up. Yeah. Casey Fatch, thank you so much for being with us, buddy.
Well, thanks for letting me be here.
Oh, no, no, not letting you be here.
No,
I'm just
going
to reorganize how we do
things.
It's
a big studio. It's awesome.
Hey,
it's
you like this?
I love it. Marble table. Very nice. Very nice.
You like this? Yeah.
FM signal.
FM signal that's going out there. Whoa, just bringing them in.
Well, there's a lot of us older guys that don't, I don't know how to put my car in AM radio, so I'm at that disadvantage. I'm an FM guy, so I'm really happy you're on FM.
Okay, well, you can plug it in at 96.5.
There you go.
Thanks to you and everything that Shasta Regional Medical Center does for our community. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. The only place I would go to in town or this region in Northern California to buy a firearm, they have all the accessories. They have it all. And John and Sarah Bastiani, who opened this up 9 years ago, have done a wonderful job because of customer service. Customer service. Custom work on firearms and classes in CCW, Hunter Safety, they have it all at Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Ken Murray and he's got a whole litany of things we're going to talk about, including AOC. We'll be right back.
Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes. Tell me what is wrong. Was I
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to PowerhouseSolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 8:21 in the morning, 45 degrees out there. Looks like we may get some rain later on today. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. You know, SST Oil has so many things going for it besides the fact that they're delivering kerosene, fixing heaters, selling heaters, and water heaters. They have the ability to give you a gas card that works in 59,000 different gas stations or different places throughout the United States. I have gone on trips and never once not found a station that didn't use the SST CFN card. So give them a call, 241-1167, plus the fact they've been in the business 51 years, and they support every aspect of our society here at Redding in Northern California. Okay, Ken Murray.
Yes?
You can start the ball rolling.
I want to talk about all you people in the media and all of this brouhaha surrounding Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal proposal.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. It just wasn't us media.
You're in the
media. It was politicians on both sides of the aisle, including Pelosi, who said, I think this is wrong.
They're in the media, too. All they want is airtime. Let's review. I'm going to review this for you and tell you what the appropriate response should be.
Okay. I didn't know you were a socialist.
Here's why I'm going to tell you what the appropriate response would be. Because what's happening in the media is they're laughing at her. And all that does is empower her. Because she's 29 years old, and all her buddies are saying, well, those are just old dudes laughing at us because they don't get it. We're the future. We got to quit laughing at her. Let's look at her ideas. She had five of them, right, in her,
well, at
in
least
her
five of them.
Green New Deal.
Well, you don't know because she pulled them off her website and said, oh, no, those were just kind of maybe, oh, those were just maybe talking points. Now she's denying she said it.
Yeah, well,
she is. So, I mean,
I've got
so
them
what
written
do you do
down.
Okay. I know you do, but then she pulls them off and says, oh, no, that's not what I meant. What's she's starting to be a politician already.
Well, she's young. Number one was upgrade or replace every building in the U.S. for state-of-the-art energy efficiency. That's a great idea. There's nothing wrong with that idea at all. I mean, there's over 5 million commercial buildings, and that doesn't even include schools, churches, and hospitals. I think they all ought to be upgraded or replaced for state-of-the-art efficiency. It'd be good for the environment. I mean,
so would killing all the cows. Oh, well, that was one of the things she said, too.
I'll get to that. That's a good idea. It's impractical, but it's aspirational, right?
Which one?
That one I just said, upgrade or replace.
Yes. Okay, you know what?
Aspirational.
As new buildings are being built, why do we call buildings instead of built? We're constructing a built because it's built then. Anyway, but going back to that, I don't see anything wrong with that. As we're constructing new buildings, why we can't be a lot more energy efficient. Nope, I'm all for that.
Number two, totally overhaul transportation by massively expanding electric vehicle manufacturing, build charging stations everywhere, build out high-speed rail at a scale where air travel stops becoming necessary, and create affordable public transit available to all with the goal to replace every combustion engine vehicle. That's a brilliant idea.
Finish it. Finish it. You didn't finish it.
That's brilliant.
10 years. 10 years.
Okay. It's brilliant. It's aspirational. You got to have goals in life. Okay? I mean, the big question about the idea is...
Do away with air travel. I bet the people in Hawaii are really, really backing this one.
Wait a minute. She's going for a train from here to Hawaii. I've got this figured out. But the big question in all of this idea is that...
A train to Hawaii.
Has to be if she's going to get rid of air travel.
That's what I'm thinking, but that's why the Hawaiians not real crazy about this.
Why? I thought they wanted to throw us out. In any event, it'll require massive increase in metals manufacturing because it takes a lot of polluting energy to create metal.
And look at all the rare minerals that are going to have to just be totally... mined out. There's not enough of them.
Nonetheless, replacing every combustion engine vehicle would do wonderful things for our environment. It's a great idea. It ain't going to work, but it's a good idea. Number three, a job with a family-sustaining wage, family and medical leave, vacations, and retirement security for every American. I love this idea. I want medical leave. I want vacations. I want retirement security. And I want a family-sustaining wage.
Wait a minute. You didn't say the last part on that.
What?
Everybody has a job. Everybody will get money, will be paid with all this stuff, even if they can't work, or even better, here's the best one, even if they don't want to work.
But it's a good idea.
It's not a good idea.
It's a good idea.
It's not a good idea.
I don't want to work. I want to get paid to not work. Number four. These are aspirational. And now here's where she goes off the rail on number four.
And by the way, 605-4567, you want to jump into this one? We have somebody on the line. Finish, and we'll get to Jim.
Number four was plant lots of trees. This idea is nutty. The federal government already owns more trees than anyone, but they already don't take care of any of them anyway. Why do we want to plant more trees when they can't manage the trees they've got? They just burn down because of poor management practices.
So that's not a good idea.
That's a stupid idea.
Plant more trees.
We don't want the federal government planting trees.
Got it.
Number five. And this is a quote directly from her. We set a goal to get to net zero rather than zero emissions in 10 years because we aren't sure that we'll be able to fully get rid of farting cows and airplanes that fast. That's what she said. Now, you and everybody else is going on and on and on, laughing at her for farting cows, right?
No, and I'll tell you why. So you're wrong. So you're assuming that I would think that's funny. But I also know that cow flatulence is one of the reasons that we have this warming trend, and if we got rid of all the cattle in the world, it would dramatically decrease the amount of greenhouse gases. And the reason I know that is you've been saying that for 8, 10, maybe 15 years.
But I have a different take on this. I mean, if I were a conservative newscaster, like I was Fox News or conservative, they all blew it. I mean, they're laughing at this.
Well, so are the Dems.
Yeah, so, but what they should do is steal a page from the liberals' book and go on the attack. The headline should have read, 29-year-old congresswoman proposes eliminating vegans in the U.S. Okay? Think of it. she'd go from the offense to the defense because all of her tofu-eating fans will be upset at her and put her on the defensive because she's anti-vegan.
Not realizing she's talking about cattle.
But they don't think.
They don't. They only read the headline.
I'm talking about the headline.
Right.
She's proposing federal standards for vegans.
And you could say underneath it, mass slaughter recommended.
Yeah. Now, see, that would be an intelligent. Laughing at her isn't doing any good. Go on the attack.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Another thing that she could add to her list is nuclear high-speed subs from San Francisco to Hawaii.
Nuclear high-speed trucks?
Yeah. No, subs.
Oh, subs. That's right. And you can take, you know what? Okay, we laugh about that one, but let's just think about that for a second.
It's a great idea.
You could take 300-person subs and put them in there. And now, it's going to take you a couple of days to get there, but you don't have to fly. You'll just be in the water, underneath the water, just going through there. And you could be running 10, 20, 30 of those a day.
Takes 5 days to get there in a cruise ship, as it is.
Yeah, but you could be going faster than that with the top speed of some of these nukes.
Right.
Jim, great idea, buddy.
Good idea.
Okay.
Here's
thank you. Bye.
So what about the millions of buffalo that used to roam across America throughout the centuries? They too were contributing to global warming, Jimmy.
They're vegans. We've got to get down on vegans here.
Let's talk about her for a minute.
Do we have to?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Because, and I'll tell you why. I heard somebody yesterday talking about that what she's proposing, you know, everybody's talking, this is social. What, we have a break? Got a break. Okay. We're going to break. Then we're going to come back and talk about why what she's proposing is going to happen anyway. So everybody's laughing about it and poking fingers at her because she put a time limit on it. But everything she's talking about, not everything, many of the things she's talking about is going to happen. 8:31 in the morning, 45 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershops. That's right, Cypress Square Barbershop, where you can get the greatest haircut in the world. It's man's last stronghold. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. As we talked about earlier today, 50 top cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health and fully accredited chest pain center, one of the top 50 in the United States out of 570 hospitals there. At the Shasta Regional Medical Center, you will not wait longer than 30 minutes in the emergency room. Think about that. You will be seen in the first 30 minutes. That's all at Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Ken Murray, one of my favorite times of the month, and he was talking about the five plans that
Green New Deal.
For the Green New Deal. Now, here's what I'm going to say about that.
All right.
Everybody's, as you said, everybody's laughing and pointing. There's nothing she has said that will not happen. It's just the time frame. Okay, the part about the cattle, I don't think will happen. And the part about the aircraft, that won't happen. What will happen, though, is the reconstruction of buildings. As they're being made, they're going to be energy efficient. There will be a time when we have high-speed transit. And that it's the one in California is not the way to do it. Oh, the way to do it is a plan that makes sense. And how about mass transit in cities? How about just mass transit in every city, including Reading, that works? Then you have less people driving. Electric cars, I see that coming. And here's the other thing. She doesn't realize it, but she's a capitalist. Because she says all these carbon fuel cars will go away. Well, right now, every car that goes to the junkyard is taken off the road is happening because of a couple of reasons. One, that the new technology makes the new car smarter, has much better gas mileage. The things that she's proposing, that like the hybrid cars that get 48, 50, 60 miles to a gallon, are going to have to go away along with it. You're talking, you know, but things that she's talking about will happen because of capitalism, because it makes sense. Because people will buy that kind of stuff. So even though her whole thing is the way she says it, it's going to be done in 10 years, is just ridiculous. It's not going to happen. There's no way we can phase out carbon fuels for the next 40 years. But you can eventually phase them out. It's her time thing. Plus the fact she says other things are crazy.
Wait a minute. That, now you've crossed the line. How are you going to phase out carbon fuels?
In 40 years. I said 40 years.
Okay.
I think 40 years... In 40 years, we will have the technology in batteries and the ability for these cars to have much longer running batteries, where in cold weather, even in cold weather, they'll be able to do 300 miles. And you're going to have charging stations all over the United States. They're going to be up, you're going to look at it'll say a fuel station, and they're going to charge you for high-speed charging. You'll be there for 10 minutes, and they'll load your batteries up, and off you go.
California legislature already passed a law that said by 2045, we will be 100% renewable energy. By 2045.
Well,
That's
again,
26 years.
Again, it's
or 20.
You can put a hard factor and say, okay, we want to do it by then, but it's not going to happen. Look, I mean, right now, the one thing we are not addressing, and she never addressed, but it was addressed by people that looked at it and pointed, both sides, is the cost for doing all of this. It's trillions of dollars. And where do you get that money? And she has no idea where you get the money except taxing millionaires or taking it out of the Department of Defense. She has no idea on economics on where to get this money. The ideas, I agree with you. These are good ideas for our country. Now, unfortunately, our country is, even though that we are one of the most industrial nations in the world, China far outstrips us in carbon fuels and putting greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. They haven't bought into this.
Well, there's so many dimensions to the subject. Let's start with electricity. The only way we get out of the carbon fuel business in electricity is if somebody invents a battery.
A battery. It's the whole thing has been batteries.
Now, hold on. Okay. Let's think about this. The technology, the science doesn't exist today to create a battery that will power a home. Doesn't exist.
Yeah, they have.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, they have.
Where?
Deep cell batteries and people with solar. It's as long as they can recharge that battery, they'll run your homes all 24 hours a day.
And how much does it cost?
Well, it's again, we're talking about technology. One of our people here in the chat room, you're making too much sense. No, you phase out a technology by offering something better and letting the market respond to supply and demand.
Well, that's fine.
Now, one of the things in the military I can talk, we in the military, the whole DOD has spent, gosh, I don't know, billions on battery technology. When we go out on a patrol 30 years ago, and there was a, you know, and I was with a patrol of six guys, all of us were carrying a load of batteries because we had to carry two or three radios. But even then, if it was two radios, we're having to carry a load of batteries because the batteries would burn out. These batteries now are lasting a lot longer. It is just a matter of time till they find batteries that will be able to hold a charge.
Well, first they have to invent them.
Well, yes, that's true. But we're looking at 40 years from now, 20 years from now.
I don't think it'll happen.
I don't know. Oh, one of the other guys said, hey, did you hear about how PETA went in on a mass assault into her office of Ocasio-Cortez because she wanted to kill animals? Oh, it never happened.
Well, we ought to be advertising it nonetheless. She wants to get, let's say in animals, let's say vegans.
Vegans, that's right. You say vegans.
Vegans.
Okay, I've got one for you.
What?
I know you got a whole list of things. So.
Yeah.
The other big thing that hit the papers is abortion upon demand, even if the baby's born.
Uh-huh.
The Democrats didn't back off on that one. They're saying it's okay. In New York, Virginia, in Virginia, they did not pass the law. They cannot get Democrats to say that murdering a baby that's born is bad.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that one?
Well, funny you should mention that.
I figured you had something in there.
Came across an article by Morris Fiorina. You ever heard of Morris Fiorina?
Yeah, but I'm not sure where.
He's a professor of political science, the chair of the Wendt Family Professor of Political Science at Stanford University.
Oh, okay.
And he was asked, are voters more polarized than ever? What do you think?
You know, on the surface of it, I would say yes, but maybe not. Maybe there's, you know what? I look at America as being mostly right in the middle, leaning either right or left. But I think there are certain mores in certain things, certain political topics that everybody agrees on.
All right. His answer to the question, are voters more polarized than ever, is no. He said in 2016, more Americans classified themselves as moderates than as liberals or conservatives, Moreover, the numbers are virtually identical to those registered in 1976. We're no more polarized than we were in 76, but our perception is that we are. Republicans, he says, are no larger a portion of the public than in Eisenhower's era. Self-identified Democrats are a significantly smaller proportion than in the 1960s. 40% of today's public declines to identify with either party. Like me. I'm an independent. Okay? And in general, his research has found is that the public favors a middle ground between the parties. On abortion, for example, the Democratic platform position is anytime for any reason, while the Republican position is never, no exceptions. But the public says sometimes for some reasons. The parties are out of touch with the public because the party apparatus in both parties is controlled by the right and left wings of those parties. The centrists aren't finding any traction anymore, and the centrists are the majority in the United States.
Well, let me bring this one up real quick because we have to take a break. Is that the millionaire Starbucks guy that said he was going to run as an independent?
Good for him.
And was just attacked, and he was a Democrat. He was going to run as a moderate Democrat, and he was attacked by his own party. Just savaged him because he was espousing what you said there. You know that hey, we need a strong defense, we need border security, but we also he's also pro-choice and all these other things. And I can't remember his name right now, though I should. But he was talking about moderates. So are you saying if somebody, some charismatic person, male or female, comes up with a moderate party line, that they would just kick butt?
No.
Because?
No. And the reason is that the two political parties have organized the system to make it virtually impossible for an independent to run in all 50 states and win. We'll talk about that when we come back.
When we come back. 8:47 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by friends over at River Commons Senior Living. You talk about a little mini cruise ship that's right here in town with gourmet chefs, activity directors, carefree living experiences. It is River Commons Senior Living right there. I tell you what, if you've ever been there for lunch, you will never want to leave again. River Commons Senior Living at Hartnell Avenue. Worry less, smile more. Give Brian a call at 238-5981. We'll be right back after these messages with Ken Murray. It is 8:47 in the morning. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived.
people will sink into despair, and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do, travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Ted Thatcher of Peace and Retirement every Saturday morning at 8 for Harmonize Your Retirement. Make retirement the best time of your life. Don't wing it. Plan for it. Tune in every Saturday morning at 8 for Harmonize Your Retirement with Ted Thatcher of Peace and Retirement.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. Have brunch with Vintage and enjoy entrees like chicken and waffles with house-made rum syrup, sweet corn cakes, eggs benedict with crispy pancetta, a mimosa bar with a variety of juices and fresh fruit, and Bloody Marys. Every Sunday from 10 to 2. From appetizers to entrees, lunch, dinner, and now brunch. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento across from the Cascade Theater.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
I take a toke and all my cares go up in smoke.
There you go. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5, 1460. 45 degrees today, going up in the mid-50s. Looks like we're going to get some rain this afternoon and a heavy rain tomorrow. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And the reason we played that one was one of our listeners in here in the chat room said, the only thing missing in your conversation is one of you saying here as you pass the joint. Or maybe the bubbling sound of the bong. I don't think that that's where it's going. You know, because we're talking about a lot of different things here. The Green Deal, where Ken Murray, of course, is my guest. And what Ken is saying is that what she's saying is idealistic, but it's something that people should be looking at. And her whole thing, as she said, Cortez said, is it has to be done in 10 years. Where if you look at the capitalism and our society and how it works, all these things will happen over a period of time, because as one of our listeners said, as new technology comes to the forefront, people will make that choice. And they make the choice that makes sense to them, both economically and what's good for the environment as a secondary thing. They will pick this. They will pick mass transit. There will be high-speed rail, goes across the country. There will be different things that happen as buildings are being put up. They're going to be energy efficient. The Marine Corps, by the way, at Camp Pendleton went totally solar. If there's a breakdown in the with their own, you know, generating power, if there's a total breakdown in the power system in California, Camp Pendleton will still have power. They have put solar on all the buildings. They've got solar fields out there, and then they have their own electric generation facilities there. So it can be done.
Interestingly, that's also true of the city of Reading.
That's true. So, in Reading, we don't give them enough credit for all the things they've done with REU. I tell you, Dan Beans, Barry Tippin before him, and before him, the thoughts and the plans on this provide power. Okay, now, what's your, let's follow up here in our last segment.
Well, I was just talking about abortion, and you know what it costs to have an abortion? An abortion in the first trimester can cost up to $1,500, but generally it's a whole lot less than that.
Mm-hmm.
Some government health insurance plans cover it. In some states, Planned Parent has information about it, whatever else. Second trimester abortion costs more. And killing them after they're out of the womb is not only morally abhorrent, it's terrible.
I can't figure out is how people could say where we've come. You know, when it first started Roe versus Wade, it's on extreme reasons that women can have abortions, extreme reasons. And we've come since then to a point where it's okay to talk about killing babies.
Well, here's the problem I've got with all of this whole argument. Costs $1,500 to have an abortion. It costs between $30,000 and $45,000 to adopt a child. $30,000 to $45,000 to go through the process to adopt a child. That's insane. When we can kill them for cheap, but keeping them to term for parents that want them, is $35,000 to $40,000. It's nuts, and that's because of the structure of our laws. You know, our laws are so intent on protecting this baby, unwanted baby, that they have to do a home survey. For example, part of this $30,000 to $45,000, they come in. By the way, you pay the state $6,000 to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To adopt a baby?
No. This is for the Health and Human Services Agency to come in and check you out and make sure it's okay for you to have a kid, right?
Right. Well, this has to do with, you know, adopting a baby or child.
Yeah, and it shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
It's nutty. Okay. And let me tell you some of the questions here, and I want to quote. This couple who wanted to adopt a child, she said she and her husband had to outline who would take care of their future theoretical child if they died. Well, I don't know who answers that when they're busy having a baby and are 20 years old. They had to answer questions about their marriage and sex life. They wanted to know if they were compatible in the bed before they would let them adopt a child. You have to give letters of recommendation from friends and employees and take 21 hours of parenting classes. Heck, you don't have to take any hours of parenting classes to go out here and naturally have a kid.
You should.
Well, but why are we putting a requirement on prospective adoptive parents that natural parents don't have? And they also had to demonstrate that they had 72 hours worth of emergency supplies in the home and offer up all their veterinary records for their dog to make sure their dog wasn't a threat to their new child. They had to make sure the dog had vaccine. This is garbage.
Well, you know, but say the real reason why that is. It's not laws just for a law. It's a law because you let somebody adopt a baby, right? Your dog attacks the baby and kills it in a week.
Yeah.
Then you're going to go back and sue.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to be sued. And you know the whole thing here. It's covering their butt because of legal reasons.
I see. And they don't have that same problem with killing a kid.
Well, obviously not. The Democrats do not have. Let's just say who it is.
Well,
the Democrats that don't have a problem with taking a child that's born and killing it. In New York, they have no problem. The governor of Virginia, no matter what he says now, when you listen to what he said, he's talking about killing a child that's born. Thank God that the legislature in Virginia realized for what this whole thing is and just blew it out of the water on this one, but New York didn't. And there's other states right now that are introducing this type of legislation. This is murder. This is nothing but murder.
Well, so is having state laws that cost you $45,000 to adopt a baby. It's just doing it a different way. And if, for example, Christians were massively concerned about abortion, then why don't they massively get together and change state laws relative to adoption?
Well, I tell you what. This one right here, we talked about how we've run out of time next Tuesday. I want to finish up on this about why did Trump bring this up during the State of the Union address, abortion? Okay. Hey, right after us, Armstrong and Getty, and those guys are great. If you've not had a chance to listen to them, please stay tuned till 9 o'clock. Listen to Armstrong and Getty. These guys are, they bring humor to your life, but they also talk about what's going on in the world and give you a chance to look at it and realize just how ridiculous it is. Have a great day, and we'll be back tomorrow. I think we have the sheriff with us tomorrow. We're going to catch up on all these new gun laws. There's just thousands of them that are coming down the line. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This world from dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation.